Insight Global Health isn't just another staffing service. We're a team of dedicated partners that believe in the power of connecting people with opportunity. From the front line to the back office, we make hiring top healthcare talent easy.
This is Grace Lynn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we are live at the 13th annual Becker's Healthcare Conference. I'm sitting down right now with Dr. Richard Isaacs, who is the CEO and Executive Director of the Permanente Medical Group, President and CEO of the Mid-Atlantic Permanente Medical Group, and co-CEO of the Permanente Federation at Kaiser Permanente, of course. So thank you for joining me this morning. And I'd love for you to start off by introducing yourself and telling us a little bit more about your background.
Good morning, Grace. Thanks so much for hosting me. This is fantastic. I'm the CEO and the executive director, as you said, of the Permanente Medical Group, the president and executive director of the Mid-Atlantic Permanente Medical Group, and the co-CEO of the Federation. And we provide care through Kaiser Permanente across the country. We currently have 23,000 physicians in 9 regions across the United States and over 80,000 staff who care for more than 12.6 million Kaiser Permanente members across the country. In my role, I have the opportunity to provide leadership and strategic direction for all the Permanente medical groups and to the National Kaiser Permanente Program. Kaiser Permanente is composed of Kaiser Foundation Health Plan, Kaiser Foundation Hospitals, and the Permanente medical groups.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for taking the time to sit down with me today. And I'd love to start our conversation with what you're currently most excited about.
So I'm most excited about the incredible opportunities that have presented themselves to transform the way we deliver healthcare. I think when you look at every major disruption over the last 100 years in healthcare, there's been some external force that has driven change. And we're in one of those opportunities right now. 36 months of the pandemic with all of those surges that we had really unveiled tremendous challenge, but also opportunities. And I see this as a great moment in time to really transform the way that we look at healthcare. We have an opportunity to bring in technology and really leverage it in meaningful ways to drive efficiency, have the right expert at the right time throughout the system, and just drive tremendous operational excellence using technology and leveraging the exceptional staff that we have.
Absolutely. And I'd love for you to touch on some of the issues that you're spending most of your time on right now.
So we are coming out of the pandemic with incredible demand for care. Some of that is related to the care delays that existed during COVID. Our hospitals are frankly really full right now because patients did not get the care that they needed during the past 36 months. We're seeing more advanced breast cancers presenting. We're seeing more advanced colorectal cancer. And it's just our emergency departments are filled with patients that have more severe illness than we saw before. So, or higher volumes of severe illness than we saw before. And that, to me, that is the impetus for change. We need to figure out how to best use our capital and human assets to drive the highest performance, highest quality with industry-leading operational excellence throughout the program.
And as a leader yourself in healthcare, I would love to hear your thoughts on what the most effective healthcare leaders need right now to be successful in the next 2 to 3 years.
So the most effective leaders, I think, are going to need clarity of vision and clear communication to all the people doing the work. I think it's going to be really important that we empower those leaders and physicians and frontline workers that are closest to the work as we're looking for innovations for change. And that goes back to the opportunities that we have right now. We have to leverage this crisis to really come out on the back end with incredible transformation.
Absolutely. And I'd love to touch on staffing issues as we round out our conversation today. So what is the top issue you're experiencing related to staffing and how are you approaching it? And then can you share any of those best practices or resources that are helping you get good results?
So I think the most important aspect of staffing is making sure that the demand for care has a supply of resources to meet that demand. And when I think about the care delivery from the past, we were able to just match resources by bringing in more people, hiring more nurses, driving more expense. And we're in a new world now where expense inflation is not going to be possible. So it's going to really be about thinking differently about the way we provide care. And if you have an emergency department that has got a waiting room that's filled with patients, we got to think differently about how we care for those patients. So in our medical centers, we've moved physicians to the most forward area of the ER and created a physician in triage. I call it physician in treatment process, where the right expert at the right time is managing triage and treatment of those patients, which creates more capacity by removing the lower acuity patients in the most effective way to create the resources in the more high acuity areas of the emergency department to take care of those patients. It's one way to change the way that we think about care to decrease the demand on resources. I think there's a tremendous opportunity to leverage technology as well to help eliminate redundancies. Care without delay, having the right subspecialist available immediately when a patient needs it in the emergency room or in the hospital can decrease the length of stay and ultimately create more capacity during this time period.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Isaacs, thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Again, we're live at the 13th annual Becker's Healthcare Conference. Thank you.
Thank you.